Food waste is the talk of the table again this week. Food production and waste is the second biggest contributor to climate change, so a change is needed on a personal and global level. Today we hear from Foodcloud, who do Trojan work saving surplus food from businesses from going to waste, to serving it to society through charities across Ireland. Joined with me is Eimear Delahunty, Community Development Manager at Foodcloud.
We promote the use of surplus food, that's food that the food industry cannot use for some reason. That's for a variety of different reasons. They may have shorter dates than they need to go to stores. They may have been mislabeled. They may have been overordered. Sometimes we see excesses during growing season from vegetable growers across the country. So we take in that food and then we give it back its social value, I suppose, by providing it out to the community sector for them to use in their kitchens. And we do it, I suppose, in two different ways. So we have a technology solution we call Foodiverse. It's a technology platform that connects local shops and stores and restaurants that have small volumes of surplus food with local charities and community groups in their area who might need that food. And then for the larger volumes of surplus food that's out there for the bigger producers and distributors across the country, we have three warehouses, one in Galway, one in Dublin, and our flagship warehouse is here in Cork. And in there, we take in very large volumes of food, we break it down and store it, and then we invite charities to come and select food from those warehouses that they might have need for, and they take it.
40% of food is wasted globally. Foodcloud work through a circular economy ethos. They ensure that any surplus food in the industry is served on a plate somewhere. Last year alone, through their warehouse and technology, Foodiverse, Foodcloud have served over 200 million meals internationally.
So there's huge amounts of volume of food out there, and the amount that we are distributing is not even a dent in how much is out there. This year alone, Foodcloud has distributed just over 2,000 tons. Kinds of volumes in different countries will be very different. So for instance, in Ireland, a huge amount of the volume that we see coming into our warehouses would be from the dairy industry. And that's because we are a dairy meat producing country. When food is no longer of value within a market system, the next step is not naturally to waste that food. It is the next step is to find another avenue for that food to go so that it feeds people. So if we can't sell it, then it goes to Foodcloud. And if it can't go to Foodcloud, then it goes to anaerobic digestion or to animal feed. And if it can't go there, so there is that mindset out there, but it's probably not shared really widely.
To ensure not an ounce of food is wasted, anything in the warehouse is used in some way. New initiative is the Foodcloud truck, which serves unused food, but also teaches people at home how not to waste food through recipes, which are easily found on their website.
There is what we call surplus. So there is food that charities cannot necessarily use, nor want, nor need. And what we have done is created a system within our warehouses, which is kind of choice-based. So we make sure that we're trying our best not to move food out that charities can't use or won't use. So it's food that we may have to waste. And so we wanted to create a solution for that food also. But what we also do is we go around to different events, just really to promote, to use that surplus kitchen to promote the use of surplus food and awareness of food waste. And the value of food, even when it looks like it doesn't have value, what it can be transformed into. And so we now have a food cloud kitchen and a food cloud food truck, which allows us to take those foods, innovate and transform those foods into really top quality meals.
Just recently, France became the first country in the world to ban supermarkets from wasting food, instead forcing them to donate it to charities or food banks. It's not compulsory in Ireland. Yet Foodcloud and businesses who do sign up fulfil that goal. But it is something Foodcloud hope to see in the near future.
When it comes to laws which say, you know, a store cannot dump food or cannot waste food, that is a part of a journey. I suppose we cannot expect shops tomorrow to no longer waste food. They need to be brought on that journey to make sure that they have the capacity and the confidence to stay within the law when we get there. There is a lot of traction within the food industry to get to a place where they're more confident about food donation. We're very confident about the future when it comes to that, but there is a long way to go, I think, in Ireland.
We'll hear more from Eimear next week on Ours Protect, where she shares some useful tips and tricks. Till then, you can find more information on foodcloud.ie.